In Northwest News on KPLU, the Space Needle Corporation engaged in unfair labor practices. That's according to a ruling from the National Labor Relations Board. This is the latest decision in what's been a two-year battle between the Seattle ICON and its union workers. KPLU Law and Justice reporter Paula Whistle has the details.
According to the ruling, there are a number of things Space Needle management did that are illegal under federal labor law allowing workers to unionize. For example, bartenders, servers, cooks, and other workers were given sample letters if they wanted to resign from the union. HR managers then kept a spreadsheet tracking who had requested the letter. Abby Lawler is with the union Unite Here, Local 8.
The ruling clearly shows that the company has created a climate of fear and intimidation, and I think it's made it really difficult for workers just to do their jobs, let alone to stand up for themselves.
The Labor Board has ordered the Space Needle to stop the practice of tracking employees' union interest. It also must rehire a couple of workers who say they were discriminated against for their union activities. Both were laid off, but then not called back during the busy season, even though other workers with less seniority were. Although many people assume the Space Needle is owned by the city, it was actually built and is owned by a private company. Since 1962, it's had a unionized workforce. The latest union contract expired in 2012, and the two sides have been unable to reach a deal since. Paula Whistle, KPLU News.
The Space Needle could appeal the Labor Board ruling to a federal court. In a release statement, a Space Needle spokesman says, "We expect this matter to move to the next phase in a neutral court."